I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Glaucoma is a leading cause of vision loss and blindness in the United States. To talk about this eye disease is Dr. Craig Crossan. He's a professor of ophthalmology, and he's the senior associate dean for research in the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Crossan, tell us about glaucoma.
Glaucoma is a family of diseases that is normally associated with elevated intraocular pressure in the eye. In these individuals, there's a slow progressive loss of the nerves that carry the information from the retina to the brain, and that's what causes the blindness or the loss of vision in these individuals.
Who is at risk of getting glaucoma?
As we age, we're at greater risk. There are also racial differences for the risk. So people of African, Hispanic, and Asian descents are at greater risk for developing glaucoma. And also, someone who has a family history of glaucoma is at greater risk. And then finally, there are certain medications that you can be on long-term that can cause an elevated pressure in the eye and actually develop a form of glaucoma.
And are those commonly used medications?
Some of them can be, although your physician understands that this is a risk factor and so is obviously looking for them. So that's normally not an issue.
Are there any early warning signs of glaucoma?
Because glaucoma, the vision loss in it, is slow and progressive, there really aren't any warning signs for most people. And so it's really important, especially as we age, that you get in and see your eye care professional to see if you are developing glaucoma.
What's the treatment for glaucoma?
Most people with glaucoma are treated with medications, and these are usually in the form of eye drops to lower intraocular pressure. And the good news is that we have a variety of medications to lower pressure, and we find that in some individuals, one medication will work better than the other. And in some individuals, they'll actually take multiple medications to keep the pressure in that normal range.
And Dr. Crossan, have there been recent improvements in medication for glaucoma?
There's a few new medications out to lower intraocular pressure that we didn't have 3 and 4 years ago. So the options for lowering your pressure and keeping it in check are really much better than they were years ago.
And if someone responds to these medications for glaucoma, are they able to typically maintain their vision long term?
That's certainly the goal. However, some people will see a slow decline in vision over time. And that's certainly where the research is going now, is to try to understand how that degenerative process occurs in the retina and really develop new therapies that are targeting that. So we're not only going to, in the future, hopefully be lowering intraocular pressure, but protecting those nerves that carry that information from the retina to the brain.
And is that the kind of research that you're working on related to glaucoma?
It is, Bobby. And that's the type of research that a number of us are doing here at MUSC, is really trying to understand what is that process that is involved in neurodegeneration and how can we develop agents to prevent degeneration and maintain your vision throughout your life.
Any other aspects of treatment that are important?
There are times when medications don't work for all people or that the medications become less effective. And in those individuals, we have other options. There are laser treatments to lower intraocular pressure, and there are also surgical interventions that you can use to keep the pressure lowered.
Dr. Crossan, thanks for providing information about glaucoma.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.